What do you cancel this party when you hear I'm coming for?
Welcome back to Washington.
What do you cancel this party when you hear I'm coming for?
Well, I'll tell you, my office called. I think there's a breakdown between you and your wife's staff.
No, my wife's staff told me that there's no party.
That's right.
My staff told me there was, and I always think my staff's better than my wife.
Oh, well, that's the trouble. I figured the other way at my house.
They tell me they had a wonderful Midwestern conference. They say you're going to be elected without any opposition.
Well, that'd be a good way to have it.
When are you going to get my tax bill for me?
I just talked to Joe Barr today and told him anytime, anything you want done, I'm ready.
Well, I want you to get a hold of Paul Douglas and Clint Anderson and give me some leadership and make them meet morning, afternoon, and evening. And don't let them talk and move to the table and get me that bill so I can have it out of the way when the civil rights comes over and I can intercept civil rights. Now, I talked to Roy Wilkins tonight. All the Negroes are going back to the streets and we're going to have chaos in this country if we don't go on and pass the tax bill and get to debating civil rights. But if you haven't passed the tax bill and I have to take up civil rights first, then you won't get to the tax bill till May or June.
But I'll take hold of those fellows.
Now, I don't think you ought to tell them that I'm calling a junior member, but I think you ought to just reason with them and just say to Paul Douglas that after the election, we'll get some good reforms if he's got to have reforms. And for God's sakes, let's get rid of it so we can intercept the House bill when it comes over. I think I can get the House bill out by the end of the month. And if I can do that, but Dick Russell's hoping that they can get the House bill out and the tax bill will still be pending, he and Harry Byrd.
Sure.
Therefore, taxes will get behind civil rights.
Yeah.
And that just ruins us, and we'll have nothing to go to the country on, and besides, we'll have a damn good depression.
They play one against the other, that's right, plus the depression.
Now, what you do is just take those Democrats, 10 Democrats, and you can't get Harry Byrd, but you can have a lunch or something in the office or somewhere and get Anderson and get Douglas. You can't get Gore.
No.
But you ought to get everybody else. And they ought to just go to that committee and make a quorum morning and afternoon and evening. They don't have a damn thing to do. They've had 2 weeks off Christmas. Dirksen announces tonight that nobody will be here to do anything this week. And that he wants to go home before the convention and he doesn't want to ever come back. It's their interest for us to do nothing. If we can do nothing, they can say, well, we had no program.
That's right.
And I've got to pass taxes and civil rights or quit. And I know that you, I never have asked you to prove Frank Eichert was right, but he told me one time that if I'd put my chips on you, he guaranteed you the time would come when I'd be damned happy you on there. Now, what I want you to do is, outside of Albert Gore and Harry Byrd, I want you to pull together those other Democrats and make them attend the meetings, make them keep the mouth shut, make them vote down the amendments, and get me a bill out on that floor. And then if Paul wants to offer amendments, let him offer them until his heart breaks.
All right.
So you really work on that.
Right.
Appeal to Russell Long. Tell Russell Long that you've helped him with his depletion and other things, but for God's sakes, don't let this thing linger around there another month or two. That's what Dirksen wants.
That's exactly what he wants.
Okay, partner.
It was the best. If I'd known you were coming tonight, I'd have had a party anyway.
Well, have another and I'll come. And
all right.
Give Abigail my love and tell her how much Lady Bird thinks of her.
Well, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Ready? Ready?